أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 57 and 58 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Some few ayats before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded this ummah, and this was a prohibition that do not take the Yahud and the Nasara as your bosom friends. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala goes a few steps further, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases the scope of the impermissibility, and also Allah Ta'ala shows the reason. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la tattakhidu, do not take al ladina attakhadu deenakum huzuwa, those who take your deen as huzuwa, as a mockery, wala'iba, and futility, a play, min al ladina utul kitab, from those who have been given the book. That will refer to the Yahud and the Nasara, min qablikum, from before you, wal kuffara, and also the disbelievers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not wanted this ummah to befriend bosomly, intimately these persons, because no matter what they may say in front of you, many of them will mock the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Many of them will take it very, very lightly. And the result of all of it is that sometimes they may speak to an individual, and the result of all of this is that doubt will creep into the hearts of the person. And again Allah Ta'ala uses the word awliya, that is bosom friends. And again, insofar as kindness, compassion, insofar as being cordial to them, in doing business with them, all of that Allah Ta'ala has kept permissible within the scopes and the confines of the Shariat. However, to keep them as intimate friends, you are going to share your secrets with them, you are going to get influenced by the negative thoughts about the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is going to affect us insofar as our practice and our commitment towards Allah Ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are real and true believers in Allah Rabbul Izzat, have that constant fear of Allah and fulfill these verses and these ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it is very easy for us to perform our salat, to keep away from something that is haram. But here Allah Ta'ala is now giving us directives insofar as the inclinations of our hearts are concerned. And that sometimes becomes a difficulty for a person. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that if you want to remain believers, if you are a true believer in Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is the way to go, that curb relationships with those people who are the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and do not bring them as intimate friends close to you, in a way that you will be influenced by them, or in a way that you are going to give away the secrets of, especially in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, or otherwise those that are trying to do some good for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, then when you call them, when you call towards salah, اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا, they take it as a mockery and futility. For them it is something that is a play. On the one hand, the adhan is a sha'air of Islam. It is a salient feature of Islam. It is the announcement of tawheed and of Allah Ta'ala and the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There were very few Christians in Medina Munawwara in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, once when the adhan was being called out, then one of them, when the muadhin said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, then the person said, Ahraqallahu al-kadhiba, may Allah Ta'ala burn the liar. That was referring to the adhan, to the fact that there is only one Allah, to the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And these are the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in different modes, in different ways. So when that person said that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat that they take it as a mockery. They take it as something that to play with. It is something that they can say what they want to say. However, we find in the narration what ultimately happened to this Christian is that a night had come. It was a night when he was in his home. He had a slave. The slave entered the house and he had some fire with him, a lamp with him, so that he could see his whereabouts. From that, a little spark had fallen onto some cloth. That cloth caught onto fire. The whole house burnt. This person and all his family had burnt. The same curse he invoked upon the Muazzin, upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he said, Al-Kaziba, the liar. So who is the liar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed him that in that same curse, it had fallen upon him, and in that way, he had left this world, him and his family, all being destroyed, and there was nobody left from amongst his family. Allah ta'ala safeguard us. But this also shows us another very important lesson, by the way, that we should never ever curse anyone. It comes in a hadith, there is moments when the du'as are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Cursing is also a person invoking Allah Ta'ala, and that may become true for the person when that is returned by Allah Ta'ala upon the individual that had made that curse. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ They say these things because they are a community, a people who do not understand, they do not have the aqal. Now they have aqal in lot of things. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا That as far as the aqal goes, as far as their mind goes, they only understand the outward of this dunya, ظاهر الحياة الدنيا, the outward of this dunya, there is nothing else that they understand. They do not understand how to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and as far as the akhirat is concerned, they are absolutely, totally negligent and neglectful and heedless about whatever would happen after mouth and after death. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give us the ability to appreciate the adhan, to appreciate every aspect of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.